Do-be-do-be-do. You're so offbeat, you don't even realize it.
It's fun. Things are good.
Welcome back, everybody. It's hour three of the Donna and Steve Show. Woo!
Donna, did you hear I'm doing a father-daughter dance with to Dance the Night Away by Dua Lipa?
Oh, amazing. So did you come up with a dance number? Like, what did I miss?
I did not. It's the father-daughter year at the dance place where my daughters go. And so last year was mother-daughter. And there are a few sons, by the way. I think we just call it that because they're largely 99% daughters there. Anyway, this year it's a Barbie theme. And so we took pictures a few weeks ago. And then last Saturday, this past, was our first rehearsal. Donna, have you done choreography before?
One time. And it was a disaster. And that was during Project Down and Dirty Rock Band.
Rock Band.
We had to dance to Put a Ring on It.
Oh, yeah. You did
all
my
single
ladies.
All the single ladies.
Yeah.
All the single
Same
ladies.
Same song. Same song.
Oh, God. I hated every minute of it. I just did what the person in front of me did, and that was Lori. So you can imagine how that went.
Oh, the blind leading the blind here. Oh, brother.
I was just like, okay, she's putting her left foot out. I'll just put it out like a beat behind. You know how you like to say what I'm saying when I'm saying it?
Yes.
It was like that, in dance form.
Well, this was very tough. That song just reminded me. We don't have to talk about this here, but it reminded me of that. And the choreography was difficult. I do a part with my little daughter who's 8, and then I do there's a separate part of the dance with my 13-year-old.
Oh, so it is choreographed.
Yeah. This is choreographed by one of the choreographers, excuse me, Miss Katie.
Okay.
And it was a lot. I was like, shoot, man, you forget how any effortless dance requires so much
work, practice
and coordination and focus.
And counting.
Oh, my word.
That's why, can I tell you, when I watch the Taylor Swift concert.
Yes.
I was blown away, but because this is a girl who really couldn't dance before. She was always kind of awkward on stage, so
right. She
must have gone through some training.
Oh, yeah.
But that is a lot of choreography for a three-hour show. God knows how many songs. Let's just call it, 38 songs or something like that, 27 songs. To remember all of that and to talk to the audience and to be present.
And to be singing.
That's a lot. And you've got...
It's very impressive.
Extremely.
Because I learned, I don't know, a few different 8 counts or something. It was like pretty short what we learned. But I was like, holy Hannah, we're going to really have to practice this. Now, we're going to have other rehearsals. I think we'll have a total of, 5 rehearsals. They're going to videotape it as well so that we can watch it at home. And I can go into the basement
where
we have room, practice that with my daughters. But very fun. It's great to like be in their world, a thing that they're passionate about. And, all these awkward dads, we all roll in and we're like, we're going to give it our best. There was a grandpa there, too, who was probably, he was probably in his 70s.
Aww.
And he was just stepping it out. So,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
When does that take place?
I don't know when the dance is. I feel like it's either in late May or in early June.
It's gotta be May.
Anyway.
Okay.
I'll let you know. Do you want to come?
I would like to.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I'll just lay low in the back. I won't be like sitting with your wife or anything. I don't want to be a weirdo.
Yeah.
I'll be in the back in a trench coat instead.
Nope. We're hitting a different weirdo box there.
All right.
Let's not do that.
No, I'll just come.
You know what? I was thinking about it. I don't want to burden you with that.
No, I'm good. Mike, do you want to go?
I'm in.
All right, Mike and I'll go.
You know what, guys?
We'll bring Sarah, too.
Sounds good.
You know what, guys?
Hey, listen, that's 3 more tickets towards, whatever cause.
It's a busy time of year.
No, we're good.
The month that Lori and Julia are going to be going off
leisure.
The air.
I'm all in. I'll see you there.
By the way, when you just Google search Lori and Julia this morning, here's how it reads. Boom. The Star Tribune. Popular MyTalk 107.1 host Lori and Julia announced their surprise retirement. Here's what's great. So I click on that article. Then the second line says, they shared the news on the radio Tuesday because Lori Barghini wants more time to fart around. That's the second line. That's from the Strib Pioneer Press. After 22 years on the air, Lori Barghini and Julia Cobbs announced they're ending Lori and Julia. Longtime radio host Lori and Julia retiring from My Talk 107.1. It was funny. It was a very much, you know, one of the articles noting that it was a surprise announcement. Funny, I had someone who emailed us yesterday, and they said, "Oh, Steve, I heard you last week referencing something about the 3 o'clock time slot." And they were like, "So, you know, is this the plan? Is this happening?" And I said, "Let me explain something. If I made any reference to that last week, that was totally accidental, and I am surprised to even learn this." I said, "Because guess when we found out? We found out yesterday."
Yep.
Everybody found out
the same
yesterday
time. Mm-hmm.
That this was happening, and I'm sure it really left a lot of listeners. I mean, the phones must have been crazy. Email must have been nuts when they announced that. Hundreds of comments pouring in on social media because, again, Lori and Julia, they're the trailblazers for this radio station. And so the fact that they, seemingly out of nowhere, I mean, I get it. You understand that at some point people are going to be like, "Okay, we're done with this. We'll try something new." But it's almost like the longer somebody stays at a position, the more surprised you are when they leave. And they've been on for 22 years in the same time slot, which is a rarity in radio. And, you know, we were talking about it. Kudos to My Talk, who allows people long runways and allows you to grow and morph and evolve in your position. Because I was thinking about it, I feel like I'm the new guy on air at the station, and I've been doing this show with you for like 6.5 years.
Yeah.
And I'm the new guy.
That's right.
And if you listen around enough, friends, tune into some radio stations and you'll find, oh, wow, the same people aren't there anymore. I think there's some high turnover in some parts of the radio world. So the fact that we have sort of this little cocoon where they see the long game value of what we do and that we're different from, you know, typical music stations and things like that, it's really a privilege. So then when you look and see Loj starting here 22 years ago.
Right.
And having such a long run during afternoon drive is really something. So
it is.
Kudos
it
to
is.
Them. If you
Yay.
Missed that announcement, they'll leave in late June. I think toward the end of June is when their final day will be on air. And we will make much of their departure and celebrate them well. And
oh, I'm sure there'll be a big party.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
And so, their cruise is still going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you haven't signed up for Iceland and you were like, "Oh, I'll get them the next time they do this," this is it.
This is
your
it.
Last chance.
Yes.
So go to mytalk1071.com. I'm sure you'll find the information there.
It's 11:11 Make-A-Wish.
Okay.
When we come back, why don't we do a couple of studies?
Yeah.
Have you heard of the term sunshine guilt?
No.
Okay. I will tell you what it is,
okay.
And then we'll find out if you have suffered from it at any point. We'll do some studies coming up next on My Talk.
Hey there, it is Rocco for MNFatLoss.com. It was about this time last year where I said, you know what, spring break's coming up. Let me go have one last hurrah of eating all the food that is making me chubby, and then I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to drop these pounds. I was nearing 200 pounds. I am like 5'5". I do not need to be 200 pounds. So I went on the 2-month MNFatLoss.com weight loss plan. 2 months later, I was down in the low 170s. Guess what? A year later, I'm still in the low 170s. Thank you, MNFatLoss.com. Hey, if you're looking at spring break coming up, if you're thinking about summer weather and wearing shorts and sundresses and all that stuff and want to look better, I encourage you to do what I did. Go get that free consultation at MNFatLoss.com and start losing weight the right way. Tell them Rocco sent you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun, and we got a study.
Studies have shown that
several long-term studies have shown.
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Steve.
I'm TV's Steve Patterson.
Not really.
I walked away from a cush TV job to spend my time on air with Donna. Some of us have regrets. I am one of those people, but here we are. There's no turning back. Bum, 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 bum. Second verse, same as the first. Hey, Donna.
Hey, Steve.
I'm so glad to have hitched my wagon to you.
Thank you.
As you continually say, I'm in the fourth quarter. I'm on the casino tour. I'm trying to get out of here.
Only in certain circumstances do I feel that way.
I won't even have you expand.
Like when someone's like, you have to be better on social media. Why? Why? Am I going to get fired?
Yeah.
if I get fired, big deal. I'll go work at Macy's.
Donna, you know they do background checks.
Oh, damn, maybe not.
Okay, do you have sunshine guilt? It's kind of a new term that's been trending a little bit. That's when the weather is really nice, but you'd rather stay inside and you kind of feel guilty about it.
Oh, sure. I
sunshine
have
guilt. I've had that for sure.
Yeah.
It's really especially prevalent when there's like a string of bad weather days and then it's sunny, but you still are like, the couch has been pretty solid these last few days.
And I really want to watch this series.
Yes.
Yeah.
Early spring, they say, is prime sunshine guilt season.
The thing about early spring, though, I could already feel it. I can already feel my sinuses going crazy.
Oh, I was very allergenic about a week or so ago. I was walking my dog. Yeah. I'm a dog walker. See, and I was like, whoa, eyes are feeling it. Nose is feeling it.
People don't want to be outside if it's going to make them feel icky.
And then once the summer's here, it's pretty much humid. And so
I'm
just trying to stay out.
And there's mosquitoes and bees. More mosquitoes.
The term sunshine guilt is loosely related to other trendy terms like FOMO.
Okay.
Bed rotting.
I don't like that.
And Herkel Dirkling.
You just made that up.
No, I didn't. No.
What?
It's a Scottish term for staying in bed when it's time to get up.
Herkel Dirkel?
Hey, what are you, Herkel Dirkling in there? Get out of here. We got to go. We're leaving in 5 minutes. Herkel Dirkling. See, Scottish people.
We say that. We say dilly-dallying.
Yes.
Stop dilly-dallying. Let's go.
But Herkel Dirkling is specific to staying in bed.
Okay.
When it's time to get up.
Gotcha.
Don't be a Herkel Dirkler.
Okay.
Now, your sunshine guilt might cut even deeper if you then check social media and you see that your friends are out enjoying the nice weather. Oh my gosh, another boat day. I'm at a walk around this lake with my pup. And you're in your jammies still and haven't checked the mail in days.
Sure.
There's a woman on TikTok. She's blowing up after she said she was having a perfectly okay day indoors until her sunshine guilt ruined everything. So now people are talking all about sunshine guilt.
Okay. Beautiful. I love it.
Thank you, Donna.
Do you have any more studies?
I have another one.
What?
You want it?
Yes.
Then clap. 73% of millennial parents think they're doing a better job than their own parents did.
Everybody thinks that. It's not just, you know, this isn't, right?
This isn't just specific to these two, like, millennials and boomers. This would have been happening back in the cave days.
I don't know about the cave days, but, everyone's like, well, I'm not going to do what my mother did.
Here are some specific ways. By the way, millennial parents say like 73% of them think they're doing a better job than their parents did with them. 88% say their parenting style is different than what their parents did. So I'll break it down into a few different categories. Here's what millennials are doing. They're doing gentle parenting, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
This is a style that, quote, guides children through the decision-making process without the parent setting demands and rules. You tell me, Brody, what do you want to do?
Brody.
Do you want to have this tantrum right now, Brody? And so, like, hey, Brody, you throw a tantrum, the day is done for you.
I'll never forget the first time I was in a restroom and overhearing a mother call her daughter, and she was like, Shania, where are you? Shania, get out here. And it was like, just, you know, shortly after, man, I feel like a woman and all that stuff.
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, this is great. This is great.
I think gentle parenting is good to a degree.
Sure.
I think there are many times when you'll look back and feel like, cooler heads should prevail here. Discretion is the better part of valor. Let's take a softer approach. But there's a limit. At some point, the parent has to lay down the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Next up.
What are you doing? Oh, I know what you're doing.
I had to click out my Invisalign.
Okay.
I took a drink, water got in there, and I started drowning. have you seen how straight my teeth are? I'm not going to talk about it.
I really haven't looked at them.
Oh, you should. They're incredible.
Probably since the days of Brownie. Do you know about
where we
Brownie
get our advice? Yes.
Yes. I've been introduced to Brownie.
It's my brown tooth. Mm-hmm. Every time I go into the dentist now, I'm like, hey, guys, let's check up on Brownie. And they call him Brownie. And they're like, hey, let's see how Brownie's trying to come back a little bit. Let's get some polish. It's embarrassing. Where we get advice is different. 24% have gotten parenting advice from social media. But other than that, it hasn't really changed. That's only the fifth most trusted source for advice behind family, other parents, friends, parenting books. Another way we're different from our parents, millennials versus boomers, we're open about mental health. Your parents likely just said something along the lines of, buck up.
Get over it.
But 80% of millennial parents think that discussions about mental health and emotional well-being are important.
For sure.
98% are willing to talk to their kids about it. Two-thirds say their own parents never did. Here again, I think that there's an opportunity for a marriage. We can take the good from both. Let's talk about mental health. We know more about it. We can talk about it. We can approach things differently. We can help kids through things differently. And also, we can teach them the value of internal strength, grit, powering through, choosing self-control. You know, that both of those things can sort of be
coexist
true in the same time.
Yeah. For sure, Steve.
And finally, Dee Dee.
All right, what do you got?
Millennial parents think they are better than their boomer parents were at being present with their kids. 80% of millennial parents claim that they always try to prioritize their kids over work. 77% think that they're more present with their children than their own parents were. I bet you have mixed feelings on that.
I feel like there's a balance, because you can't just every day be like, my kid's sick, I gotta leave, I gotta, you know, there mm-hmm. you have to figure things out. And maybe, does anybody have sitters anymore? Like, if you had to call in
you had to go to work, your kid was sick, but you have an important meeting today at work, so you can't just miss it and work from home. You got to be in there.
Right.
Do you have an available babysitter?
Nanny, whatever. Yes. On standby.
I don't think so. I don't think that there's a lot of that.
Because what if you had a big project that was due and you had a presentation? And then your kid's sick, school calls, and you're like, oh, no. I mean, I would imagine that people have a good support system, whether that be neighbor,
friend, yeah, yeah,
mom.
But I don't think you have a standby Mrs. Belvedere
right,
who's just waiting
right.
to attend to your child. Usually your babysitters are like teenagers
right.
who are at school.
Good point.
You know?
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tricky. When we return after the break, we are going to be playing a special edition of Cover Story.
Okay.
We're going to do that next. And we're also going to, as a group, thumbs up or thumbs down listener Brian, who sent in a fully produced musical intro for our rotating Friday game called Pitch Me.
Amazing.
All of that coming your way. Stay right here. It's My Talk.
Hey, it is Rocco for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. I've been going to a lot of celebrations of life lately. And while I've said, yes, that's sad that I'm losing friends. But I got to say, having that celebration of life is just so meaningful and so great to remember them. And it's especially great when you get to have it in a way that fits them. You know, I remembered my friend Dave down at Cuzzy's Bar, and I remembered my friend Chad out at Utapil's Brewing. And that's the idea behind Crescent Tide, is that, you know, save money and just have a simple cremation. You don't want to spend a lot of money on that stuff. If you want to spend the money, go spend the money on having a great celebration. So they keep their prices inexpensive. Simple, customizable cremations start at just $1,000. I think if you'll look at their Google reviews, you'll see that's the best price around. Sorry, swallowed wrong. CrescentTide.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, good morning. Final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Boy, today went by real fast. Real fast.
Most of them do.
Yeah, most of them. You're right. You're right, Steve.
Thanks, Donna.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for letting me be here. Even after you specifically asked for 2 other people to take this position. I'm happy that I cracked your top 5.
That was a long time ago.
And I didn't know that initially. You told me that, I think, like multiple years into us doing this show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That I was not only not your first, I wasn't your second. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Krispy Kreme is coming to McDonald's. Now, I'm not a huge fan of Krispy Kreme, but this is big news. A lot of people are big fans of it.
Oh, they are, yeah.
The world's largest fast food chain is going to do a collab, but not like a temporary collab. This sounds like this is the way forward. McDonald's will soon sell 3 of Krispy Kreme's most popular donuts all day at restaurants across these United States. Both companies announced this yesterday. They had a successful pilot program at some McDonald's locations in Kentucky. Krispy Kreme's original glazed, chocolate iced with sprinkles, and chocolate iced with cream filling will start joining some McDonald's locations by later this year. But by the end of 2026, McDonald's plans to offer the donuts at all of its 13,500 United States locations, which they think could also lift their coffee business. McDonald's is really leaning heavily into the coffee game. The deal will more than double the locations where Krispy Kreme donuts are sold, according to their CEO. Krispy Kreme stock went up 40% yesterday. By the way, their ticker on the stock market, DNUT, like donut.
Oh, cute.
That's pretty cute. Its stock is at its highest point in 2 years as a result. Wendy's recently partnered with Cinnabon on a sugary morning menu item. And other fast food franchises like Taco Bell and Burger King are also sprucing up their breakfast offerings. But I think the game changer in all of this, you see the golden arches, you're tempted to stop. A lot of us are. Particularly when you have kids who are like, can we stop? Can we stop? Can we stop? That's only going to amplify when you know the kids, no matter what time you're driving past there, can now say, oh, mom, dad, can we stop and get a Krispy Kreme donut
right
from McDonald's? Presumably, I don't know, presumably hot and ready, right? That's how Krispy Kreme likes to sell them.
Yep.
I think it's going to be big business for both. I think it sounds like a genius move.
I do, too.
Thank you, Donna. I really love doing food business talk
Thank
with you.
You
love the hospitality industry.
It's really funny. So the baby shower that I went to in New Jersey over the weekend, the mom, the girl whose shower it was, loves Krispy Kreme. So they had them set up, you know, on like, you know, those donut things that you just stack donuts on.
Yeah.
They were gone like in 5 minutes. It's incredible. There was a big, beautiful cake. There were other things, but the Krispy Kremes went.
I think donuts are preferable to cake in general.
Yeah,
I think so. I've seen people who do a donut wall at a wedding.
Yes, that's cute, too.
Each little donut, just pick one right off the wall. It's hanging on a little coat
peg,
rack kind of thing.
Like a peg.
Yeah, a little peg. It's a great thing to do. Love donut. Big fan of donut.
Donut is good. Donut used to be my nickname. It did. My best friend, Mary Ellen, used to call me Donut.
Aw.
Why?
Just because it's close to Donna, Donut.
Okay.
That's it.
That's the best possible reason.
That's the end of the story. Thank you.
Let's call Brian to save us from ourselves. Yes, it's time.
Yeah,
it's soup time.
Right. Come down for moose soup after.
It's always a surprise.
Oh, no, it's mac and cheese.
It's always a surprise.
Hey, Donna, just overload him with sound effects today. Okay?
All right, here we go.
Cafeteria, this is Brian.
Hello, Brian. It's Donna and Steve.
Hi. Here we go again.
Good to talk with you again. How's your day going so far?
Swell. You?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Donna's here as well. We were wondering
These
what... We were wondering what your soup of the day is.
You know what it is.
Oh, it's freaking chili.
Crap.
Oh, that's right.
Boo.
Hey, guys, here's a...
It's the grammar police.
Yeah, we should be able to imprison Brian when he makes chili.
Wow.
Oh, man, what were you thinking?
You know, I do it every Wednesday. You just got to deal with it.
Did you just fight through a yawn?
I did, because you guys are so boring.
But what about all these sound effects that we're doing?
Oh, these are great.
Do another one, Donna.
Okay.
No, we've done that one like 8 times.
One.
That's what this segment is doing, crashing and burning.
Hey, now. Hey, what's your entree today, Brian?
I got a BLT chicken salad with that smoky tomato dressing.
Okay. And follow-up question.
Yeah.
Are we making...
I'm tired.
Let's hear that one again clean, Donna.
Okay.
I am tired.
That's 107-year-old Flossie Dickey.
Oh, yeah.
She was interviewed by a morning show.
R.I.P.
Yeah, presumably, right?
I think so. I think I looked her up not too long ago.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I like to keep tabs on Flossie.
That's what I know about you, man. You're our Flossie guy. Any closer to us getting our ham sliders on the menu? Because we would want to coordinate.
We haven't really talked about it.
We want to coordinate and make sure it's a day that we can like really add some pomp and circumstance. We would even be open to serving them if that's allowed.
I think that's a code issue. Probably against all codes.
Yeah, Steve.
Whatever. You and the kitchen.
Whatever. Okay. Well, we'll get you the recipe, and then we'll work on a day when everyone can enjoy our first place winning appetizer.
All right, I got about half the menu done next week already. So
all right, we'll figure it out.
You guys got to figure it out.
All right,
we have to go. Hit them with one more.
Thank you so
much.
Okay.
Hit me.
We used to play that during the final stretch of the show. Bye, Brian.
Bye.
All right, bye.
I wonder if he thinks we're dumb.
I'm sure of it. No need to wonder. Confirmed.
All right, friends. Bradley and Dawn in next, then Loj after that. Love you long time. Bye now.
Bye. Still here.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check.
Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.